snaps. He puts it inside. There's the mark. After the sorrow. It's taken the mark. Slight angle. In he comes. He's kicked out. Carmichael Hunt has won it for the Saints.
Well, it was the great moment, wasn't it? It was the moment where everybody who had anything to do with Carmichael Hunt playing AFL footy thought, yes, yeah, hallelujah, brother. Mm-hmm. The pressure's off. The money we've spent, you can go and stick that right up your Kyber critics because look at what's just happened. How good are we? Scotty Clayton is the manager of playing list and strategy at the Gold Coast Suns and has been good enough to join us. Good morning to you, Scott.
Morning, guys. How are we?
It was a great moment. I mean, we look back at Carmichael Hunt's time in footy, and there's going to be a debate about whether the money was well spent, and you know whether the task of getting players from other codes is one that we should continue down. But just that moment was such a great moment.
Look, it's one I'll never forget. Certainly, I wasn't there, but watching on TV, it was as exciting as it gets, no doubt about that. And I mean, the whole thing, he's been really exciting for us over the whole journey, not just that night. But, that was a special moment.
Good morning, Scott. Andrew Gaze here. When we think of Carmichael Hunt and what you were getting at start and what they projected of what his potential might be, do you think, as far as his on-field performance, I know there's been some injuries and some issues along the way, but do you think that he's got the best out of or reached those expectations?
Yeah, you never quite know. All I can say is that he gave himself every chance in regard to his preparation, and he was really unlucky with injury. The back half of last year, he was starting to play really well, and he needed a big pre-season, and he didn't get it, unfortunately, due to injury. I think he played the last game last year and was really good. He was sub, and then he'd missed a lot. And then the front half of this year, he missed a lot of footy. In his words, he said to me, that he's really determined to play some more footy and thought that he'd been really unlucky in regards to his body. He's done a remarkable thing. There's no question about that. I mean, he's ended up playing, 45 games. He could have played 70. And coming off, playing two other sports, it's quite a remarkable story in Australian sport.
When you use the words genetically, not necessarily suited to the game, can you sort of give us some insight on even just the weight he had to lose or the fitness he had to gain from where he actually started and how he finished? Because certainly going up the freeway, the noise was that he was making some pretty big inroads into that.
Look, he was. Great question, Ross. When he came out of rugby league, we'd done this plan to inspire him to try and play three sports in 3 years, and he finished rugby league playing State of Origin and had a great season there. And then he went to Biarritz. He had to put on something like 8 kilos to go from league to rugby. So I mean, he was able to do that, which was quite incredible. But even more so, when he came back, then he had to lose that and then some. So he probably lost 12 plus. Wow. And he really leaned up from the rugby days when he was in France, no doubt. So to do that, across 3 years or so is quite remarkable. I suppose we read where actors do it all the time, but I mean, he did an amazing job.
Hey, Scotty, can you tell us about the influence he's had on Harley Benella? I understand he's had a really positive influence across the group, and from a professionalism perspective, he's sort of shown the young blokes how to prepare. But Benella in particular, might have been a bit wayward early and maybe was waxing and waning on how committed he was to the Gold Coast program. Can you tell us about Hunt's influence on him?
Yeah, look, he's absolutely such a professional athlete. But to the whole group, I mean, he came in, the year before he started, trying to get other uncontracted AFL players, always difficult. But he really added to those. He was a professional athlete, and he just did everything possible. And his mental aptitude for competitive sports quite amazing, and certainly Harley was struggling there at one stage with sort of homesickness a bit, so Carmichael and Emma took him under his under their wing. They had enormous impact on him, on Harley developing and growing up.
Scotty, you're at the coalface. You're going out and recruiting, and you're obviously only at the infancy of a new football club. Can you possibly explain then about the impact or the further impact that maybe Carmichael Hunt has had outside of just playing football and the awareness that maybe he's been able to grow in Queensland, maybe in particular?
Oh, absolutely. As you know, Queensland is a whole different market. And we remember back, the Carmichael Hunt thing, it was the biggest sports story in Queensland ever. It was the biggest sports story in Australia ever. However you want to rally around and measure it. So it's been quite extraordinary. And he made us relevant. I mean, we're a new club, fledgling club, especially in northern Queensland. I mean, Carmichael Hunt coming to play our game made it okay to come and play our game. He has just been amazing to the Queensland market. He's bigger and better known than Gary. So, and that just puts it into perspective. Perhaps not so much sort of now, but at the time. So he's been incredible for us.
If there's one advantage for him not being around, though, it's made us commentators just a little less nervous having to say his name, because it has had our producer on the pause button quite regularly
One or two have fallen foul.
And actually a couple have slipped up. So there's a bonus. But just off him for a second, as we head in towards, and I know you've got some footy to play and you're still hopeful of what might happen this season, but if you look ahead, have you got much room to move as far as the trade period coming up? And what you might be looking for to try and get that bit better?
Look, we're always looking. We speak to agents every day. We know, it's our job to know the market, and it's also our job to be agile enough. If an opportunity comes and arises, that we can look and take it. So we're always looking to improve our list, no question. I suppose our priority though is retention, and certainly we're planning. We've got a great group of players that we need to accommodate, in our TPP. So we're really planning, solidly to accommodate those right through, 2017 and on. But, we'll be looking, as we always do.
The silly season's almost upon us, Scotty, where you and your mates become the most important people in footy, and we're going to have a lot of cameras on you and your mates walking in and out of meetings and up and down corridors and all the rest of it, with briefcases and books and paperwork and all sorts of stuff. We can't wait. It's a great time of the year for footy nerds. Thanks for coming on and having a chat about Carmichael Hunt. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Good on you. Scott Clayton, list manager and strategy manager of the Gold Coast Suns.